B-Pod Studios.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
The most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help your ratings.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Kriske just recently promoted from AAA.
Fastball, split finger. He saw the numbers there. Not pretty.
Xander has got 1-for-4 with a single. First pitch, that rolls away, and Devers will scoot on down to third.
Well, split finger fastball right in the first pitch gets by the catcher, and Devers immediately at third base.
He'll probably throw another one back to the backstop, and you got a tie game.
That's all the way to the backstop. It bounces back. Play at the plate. He slides in safe. Devers scores, and this game is tied.
It's kind of pathetic, really, if you think about it.
And Kriske's 3-1 pitch. He bounced another one for ball four. Wow. You talk about missing. Sends up J.D. Martinez, 1-for-4. And the 0-1 pitch from Kriske. Swing and a miss, gets away. The runner trying to move up, and he will.
So we get the same situation. Man on second, nobody out. Beautiful.
Why is he intent on throwing the splitter? Every one of them is in the dirt. Another wild pitch. Xander advancing to second. 0-2 on JD. And that one all the way to the backstop.
Oh, yeah, this is beautiful.
And bogey down to third. This is unbelievable.
This is great. Isn't this great? This is baseball when baseball was baseball. This is pathetic is what it is.
He might throw another one.
Oh, this is, I mean, this is embarrassing. There's no way you throw another splitter, aren't
you? No, I got to put that one away for the day.
Don't you?
So those guys were great last night during that Yankees meltdown. That's on the table here on an Agenda Free Friday. Everything from the week. All right, so just like that. We talked a bit today also about the Cleveland Indians changing their team name. It is a topic that does kind of interest me. I normally wouldn't do it, but Fridays is kind of the day for it. So that's on the table with everything else. It is an agenda-free Friday. It's driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. Catch them at BernardiAutoGroup.com. I'm going to go right to the phones unless Maz or Murray have a fresh thought for the people of Boston here at 5 o'clock.
Nope.
No.
Okay. Then let's go to you, please. Steven in New York City on the Cleveland Guardians. Go ahead, Steven.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, so I just want to say, you know, I'm an Indigenous American, so my family are from the South Coast and in Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, and I've always thought the name sucked. Basically, it was offensive. The name Guardians, I think, also stinks, but truly really relieved that they're no longer called the Indians and using that, you know, that grotesque caricature of an Indigenous person. And, you know, as another thought, it's like folks who know that there's a reasonable interpretation of that being offensive and still are like, oh, we, you know, why would they change the name? We love the Indians. Like, you're jerks.
I mean, just acknowledge that it's borderline. You know, like when Alan Everett says before, like, that's just ludicrous. It's insane. It's like, no, it's debatable. That's a debatable one. If you want to change a team name that's the Colonials, that's
the bridge too far.
That's nuts.
Seriously.
The thing with the Cleveland name change, I still think it's happening because of that Chief Wahoo logo. It's still associated with the team. That's why they had to change the name. I mean, that thing was like, if you don't understand why they had to get rid of that at this point, like, I mean, come on.
I mean, I think that's a good point, Mark. It's not just the Indians, but they really characterized it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Right, as in caricature.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of the legacy of that team name. And that's But what stood out to me is just how easily it happened. It didn't take an act of Congress. You know, they didn't take 2 years like the Daniel Snyder, that a-hole, to not put another team name on it, which is sort of a form of protest of the whole thing, or it allows people to call them the Redskins if they still want to call them the Redskins because there is no team name. Like, the hoops that they've had to go through in Washington to change that team name, where the Indians just said, you know what, this ain't right, we're just going to change it, and one day you wake up and it's a new team name. Like, that's what stands out to me.
And going back, I'm sorry, you know, I did actually have a take I wanted to get out there because it's a question I really actually have for our own Jimmy Stewart, who gave a interesting when I said
that's right.
NBA reporter Mark Stein during the headline said it's no longer a safe assumption Kawhi Leonard is staying with the Clippers, the Mavericks, Knicks, and Heat are expected to show interest. What do you know there, Stu?
I think the Miami Heat, if Kawhi Leonard does opt out or force a trade, I think the Miami Heat would be the leaders in the clubhouse. So you'd be looking at Kawhi Leonard, Jimmy Butler, and Bam as their big as their big three, and the Celtics, they'd be porked.
Oh, boy, would they ever. Talk about dropping a fourth in the conference.
Porked. That team, I think, could beat the Nets because of their defense.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And attitude. Yeah. Attitude.
Right. And they give a crap.
Yes. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, like, cut you off.
No, go.
The Nets, I firmly believe this. The Nets are a little soft. They're soft. So, again, they're incredibly talented, but Durant's not the toughest guy in the world, although he did impress me in the series against Milwaukee. I thought he really stuck his nose in there. Harden and Kyrie, forget it. They're not going to dig in. Please. I give Miami a fighting chance in that series. Hell yeah.
Guy in Boston, are you there now?
Yes, I'm here now, Michael. At first, I want to say I told you that it was Giselle that was getting at Tom's ear to detest Bill Belichick. Number two, I wanted to personally congratulate Chris Gasper on having the balls to tell Bill Belichick that question. And number three, you and Mass, the reason your ratings are that high are because of callers like me and Alan Everett. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you. No, unlike Brady, we don't like to talk about that.
And take it from someone who's been doing it successfully for a quarter of a century.
25 years.
We've got... How about John in Providence on the Milwaukee Bucks and their championship? John, now you're up next. Line two, if you could pop him up. Jimmy, I just froze. How you doing, John? What do you got?
Yeah. That was the biggest asterisk in NBA history. I know you guys are big on asterisks with the Bridgie Celtics, but that was the biggest asterisk right there. They had the top four teams in the NBA were all hurt. That's never happened before. It just never happened. That's the biggest asterisk right there, and they probably will never be back. They probably won't. Giannis still can't shoot, and it was that whole series came down to whoever was going to gag the least won the series. The Bucks wanted to lose the other night. They just didn't lose.
You're right. 18 turnovers. Their big game seven boards was 18 turnovers. I don't disagree with the thing he said. I hope they prove me wrong. They proved me wrong once. But that might have been a fluke championship. It might have been just circumstances. They were the one team that took advantage of a down year.
The seas parted for them. Big whoop. Yeah. Would you have put one on the Celtics if they broke through and won one last year in the bubble? How about the Bruins in 2019 when they ended up playing inferior teams like Carolina? You know, like, they took advantage of what was in front of them. If the Celtics did the same thing, I wouldn't put an asterisk on it this year or last.
I mean, I don't put asterisks on championships. I'll put them on wins. Certain stretches of seasons, but you put an asterisk on the Celtics years ago, right, Murray?
Yeah,
the Bridgies.
When Rondo went down, remember when he broke his thumb?
Because Chicago.
I think they were down two, if I recall correctly, in that series, and they ended up coming back and winning it because Rondo was killing them in that series. So yeah, that's when I put the asterisk on them.
So, but if they're going on to win it all, you take the asterisk off.
Sure. Yeah, especially with that team. I mean, they overachieved. Just quickly, too, as we're talking about this and this thing with Kawhi Leonard that we just mentioned, and I don't know if you also saw that apparently Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan want out of Toronto and they want to join LeBron in L.A. We're just a few days removed from this championship, which was so refreshing for the Bucks and the way that Giannis did it. And nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. Kawhi probably wants out of L.A. These two want to go to L.A. It's so annoying.
I'm sorry, so you're saying DeRozan and
Kyle Lowry, yeah.
They both want to go to L.A.
Yeah.
DeRozan, I think there's a bigger move in play for the Lakers.
You mean DeRozan out of...
Oh, yeah, DeRozan out of... San Antonio.
Okay, all right. You confused me there for a second, sorry.
But Jimmy just said there's a bigger move in play for the Lakers. What is that, James?
I think LeBron James and Anthony Davis are recruiting a third star. I'm not sure if it's Damian Lillard. I'm not sure if it's Bradley Beal. I'm not sure if it's Kyrie Irving, but those are the three names that I've kind of heard that have been attached to the Lakers.
The Lakers need a little help, I think, because, again, Brooklyn's loaded.
Kyrie, that would be rich.
Because remember, Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving are friends. The reason the Celtics got Kyrie Irving was to recruit Anthony Davis to the Celtics. That couldn't happen because of some stupid NBA salary cap rule. So... Kyrie isn't really loved in the Nets organization by some. They've been looking to trade him. Moving him to the Lakers kind of makes sense.
Oh, I like it. Okay, keep that coming. Keep that phone open. Here's Bob in the tub on the team name change. Go ahead, Bobby.
Hi, I disagree when you guys said it was hard to think of a good name for a baseball team, especially in Cleveland. I came up with a couple of pretty good ones in just a couple minutes.
Oh, great. Go ahead.
You missed some obvious ones like the Cleveland Steamers, Cleveland Clubbers, Cleveland Conquerors. There's a ton of them. You don't even have to leave the seas.
The Pounders.
Yeah. the Steamers. That's what Mast did before he came in today.
Yeah. How about the Cleveland Americans?
Good one. Sure.
All right. If they, again, you know, if it was Native American, why not just call them the Cleveland Americans?
I don't mind the Guardians. I don't mind them. You hate it.
I hate it. Hate it like poison.
It's hard. It's hard to have a good team name. If you hate everything, like, you could be like Adam Jones and just hate everything and everything sucks. Like, that's such an easy default. You know, it's like, I mean, what? Give me
my Guardians, Mike. Guardians.
It's not bad.
It blows.
It's not good.
It blows, Mike.
I disagree.
It blows.
I disagree.
It blows.
There could be better, but you're what? The rocks and the logo's a rock.
Spiders.
Okay, that I'm okay with.
Okay, so then, again, I gave you spiders. I took rocks off the board.
Look, a little exercise here. Name the last expansion team or team change name that you liked.
Oh, I like the Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah, I don't mind that one.
Okay,
yeah,
fine. Fair enough. You know which one I liked? The Blue Jackets. The Blue Jackets.
All right, not bad.
It's kind of cool. I mean, it's a Civil War. At least
that's offensive to people in the South.
Well, fine, no problem there. Like at least, at least when you're representing the Civil War in this case, we're picking the winning side, not the monuments of flags of the side that got thumped. Usually, that's not allowed. It was here for a long, long time. I don't mind the Blue Jackets. It's hard to have a good team name. I asked you if Boston got an expansion National League Baseball team, what would you call them?
How about the Commons?
So I got it. You must have seen that email.
Yeah.
Yes, the Commons.
Yeah,
yeah. It's they're 500 team. They're average.
What's their freaking logo?
Trees. It's like the park.
A homeless dude lying in the freaking grass.
Duck boats.
It's a bum.
the swan boats.
What's the freaking logo of the Boston Commons?
The Boston Commons. That's stupid.
You can't name it after a park.
How about the Clammers? You know, seafood.
The lobsters.
The lobstermen. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. More follow up thoughts on Giannis and the NBA championship right after this.
Dugger Pass. Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
What do you want to talk about?
Mike and Framingham, what?
Felger and Max.
Hey, I love your show. I don't agree with anything you guys ever say, though.
More Felger and Max on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Man, I couldn't leave. You know, there was a job that had to be finished. You know, I feel like the bubble did not pay us justice, you know. Give credit to Miami Heat. They played great, but it did not pay us justice. Like, everybody was feeling homesick. We're a family-oriented team, wanted to see our families. But, you know, coming back, I was like, this is my city. You know, they trust me. They believe in me. They believe in us. Even when we were, like, we were lost, the city still was, like, on our side. And, you know, obviously, I wanted to get the job done. You know, but that's my stubborn side. Like, it's easy to go somewhere and go and win a championship with somebody else. It's easy. I could go, I don't put anybody in the spot, but I could go to a super team and, you know, just do my part and win a championship, still won. But this is the hard way to do it, and this is the way I chose to do it. And we did it. We did it, man.
So I just put my headset on late. Was that Giannis cut we just played?
Yes.
Yep.
So that was the cut of the week, for sure. And we asked, you know, you guys just raised a good point. We asked at the time, does that set a trend back in the other direction? Does that, you know, influence and convince guys to stay with their teams and do it the quote-unquote hard way and da-da-da? And it's like 2 days later, Kawhi's going to bail and go to Miami to join a team with Butler and Adebayo and both Lowry and – I mean, there's no way they can have both Lowry and DeRozan on the Lakers, is there? Or – you know, Lillard or Beal or someone like that.
Cap
like,
space no. in the NBA, Michael, can be maneuvered in a number of different ways.
All right. So, like, no, it's going to do nothing to stop that trend. And, you know, I felt it at the time. I felt it at the time. And, you know, I think people miss the mark about, too, like saying, like, the Bucks model is the model. Like, the Bucks have nothing to do with it. Like, don't you think every team wants to draft a superstar and have that superstar stay with their team and win championships?
Of course.
Yeah, so it's like, it's that the teams are powerless. Like, it's the Giannis model. This is all about the players. If the teams had their way, they would all draft and develop their own players and win championships with their own players. Who wants to go out and spend through the nose in free agency? No one wants to do that. You do that because you have to. Or because you have no other path because you haven't drafted the guy. So it's like, no, that isn't the Milwaukee path. It's the Giannis path. And I felt it then, and it's, you know, you're already seeing it. It's going to have no impact. You know, and even him, like, you know, now that he's done it, he's lived up to his word. If he's there another 5 years and they go backwards and he's not even close, and now he's in his 30s, and the Lakers need a big man, and he's a chance to win a championship in L.A., you think he's going to still stay in Milwaukee? You know, I told you this the other day, and I didn't have the heart to play it because I was just so euphoric that they won. But he choked about it at the after he gave you that great quote about, you know, going somewhere else is easy and the super teams and, you know, I could have done that. This is the hard way. This is the right way. And we effing did it. You know, after that great quote, he joked around about demanding a trade. Jimmy, you have that cut?
When you were 19, I think you were at Summer League and you tweeted something about, I'm not leaving Milwaukee until I win a championship. That is.
I'm out now. Can I leave now?
That's your call.
I want to trade. Who I got to talk to for the trade? John? I want the trade.
So he started demanding a trade at the end of his presser, which, you know. But, you know, if Milwaukee goes south, he's not long there. He's already lived up to his word, but he's still a flight. In other words, he's still a flight risk, don't you think, Maz?
They're all flight risks.
Everyone is.
They're all flight risks because, again, that's how that league works. Is that anytime a great player feels like he's not being helped enough to win a championship or he can't win one because he's, you know, outmanned by another organization, he's going to put together a plan to make sure he can have a good crack at it. And it, again, in that league, I get it. I told you, I put a lot of this too back on LeBron. I think LeBron completely changed the way, you know, personnel decisions are made in that league. LeBron has empowered players and made them realize that they have the leverage. And for him, good for him, but it has really affected the landscape of the league.
All right, here's John in Vermont. We talked earlier about the Mike Milbury firing and his comments to Shaughnessy in the paper today. At least they were online. John in Vermont, what do you got?
I really like Milbury, and I think a lot of viewers do. And just one thing I didn't hear you guys mention is the fact that he got kind of caught up in that whole Jeremy Roenick, Catherine Tappan fiasco. So NBC really felt like they needed to be on their best behavior. I agree with Maz. I think somebody from the inside wanted to get rid of him, and their whole thing, like, is the Olympics. Like, they can't have anybody jeopardizing that. So I think they kind of went super PC on Milbury.
So two things. You know, Maz intimated that Milbury had, you know, made enemies of some people in the league, powerful people in the league, who pressured their broadcast partner to get rid of him, which I think is entirely possible. NBC's, you know, recent track record, you know, don't stop with Roenick, like Matt Lauer and who was?
Mike Tirico.
Did Tirico have a Me Too thing? No,
yeah, he had some sort of issue there.
Well,
but that was at ESPN, right?
Yeah, that's not it. There was, I want to say Andy Lack. I'm just pulling a name out. There was a big executive there that ran into big trouble as well. So maybe they were more sensitive to it as well. So he was a chairman, Andy Lack, NBC News chief Lack, out after tenure marked by scandal. Okay, so like I think NBC had some internal history, maybe, but still, I mean, give me a break. Maybe you talk to him. maybe I say, Mike, you know, we're super sensitive to this right now because of for various reasons. So let's just, you know, let's cool it with that. You don't fire the guy. You know, and they didn't fire him. They still paid him. So, but you don't remove a guy from his gig for that. That's ridiculous. Has Mike landed? Someone emailed in and said he's gone to TNT.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, not that I've seen.
Yeah, I had a few people send me that same thing, and that I haven't seen anything official on that.
Well, I hope so. You know, because what they've rolled out so far for ESPN, not promising. Tom and Quincy on the Sox last night. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, watching that game last night, I mean, that was a comedy show, right? And I felt bad because that poor bastard, he just went off the rails. He turned into, like, the crazy Daniel Bard. Remember when he just lost his mind and he couldn't find the plate anymore?
Yeah, of course.
That poor dude, he just totally went off the rails. I don't know what the hell happened. And the only thing I could think of, because as soon as the game was over, the first thing you heard was like, oh, yeah, he's been sent down. It reminded me of that kid, and for the life of me, I cannot remember his name. But he was the kid that pitched for the Yankees against the Sox, and he gave up like back-to-back-to-back-to-back, and they sent the kid down, and he was never to be heard from again. So I have a feeling that kid last night, Krisky, Krunsky, whatever the hell his name was, I have a feeling like we're not going to be hearing that kid's name anytime soon because that was the worst thing I've seen in a very, very long time.
So what's happened with the Yankees, Mass? I mean, like, it feels like a freaking disaster.
Yeah, so look, let's start with the fact that they're poorly built, okay? So they ended up underachieving right out of the gate. They're heavy right-handed in a ballpark where left-handed batters historically have been the norm for them. You know, they built a dynasty out of stacking their team with left-handed batters in a left-handed friendly ballpark while right-handed pitchers came in. I mean, think of it. It's like the perfect formula to build a winning team. So start there. And then I think as the season has gone on, they've just quit. I think they've disengaged. They know they're average. You have a bunch of unmotivated guys. I think Boone's lost the team. I think the whole thing is a complete crap show. It's the manager's lost the team. They're poorly built. The players have quit. That thing last night was a travesty. That's a fireable offense. Like, if you're the owner of the team, you imagine what George Steinbrenner would have done today.
Weeks ago.
Okay, months. Yeah. But let's just stick, like, my point is that last night's game in particular, you would watch that if you're George Steinbrenner and go, holy crap, we can't even throw the ball now from the pitcher to the catcher? We can't do that? We can't do the most basic thing in the game? Out. You're all out. Every one of you, out. They'd all be gone.
Final segment of your wonderful phone calls and some emails right after Murray's update.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
He is a manipulative weasel.
And Matt.
He does himself no service by actually talking.
You've got to listen to believe.
It's about me. Yes, absolutely. It's about me. No question.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Segment of your phone calls and emails here on an agenda-free Friday. Cleveland Guardians. I didn't hate it when I heard it. I still don't hate it.
I do.
No matter what you say, Maz.
I can't stand it.
Tony in Maine, go ahead.
Hi, guys. First time, long time. I just wanted to chime in on the whole name thing. So when are they going to draw the line? I mean, I'm a pretty liberal guy, but are they going to start? Is the South going to start? Saying that the Yankees isn't okay, or the Brits going to say the Patriots aren't okay, or is it
so Tony
involved and say that
Tony,
the animal
so,
names aren't
Tony,
okay?
Tony, I'll get you Howie's number in 1 second, but just forget about the slippery slope. Let me ask you, do you understand why they're changing the name Indians?
Yes, I totally understand.
Okay, that's it. That's it. That's it. That's it.
Everything, but it's just
that's all I'm asking. Yeah. No, I got it, Tony. Thank you for the call. So look, if they're changing the team name, thank you. The team name of the Colonials. Okay, that's gone too far. Cancel culture. Are they changing the name of? Well, you know, here, let me give a good one. Email the day, Stu. Let's satisfy this sponsor. Show.
It's the Mondcast.
Dear Felga, I really hate you.
I think we should cancel you.
And I think Maz is a boo.
Cancel Murray, too.
The Mindcast email of the day.
Should be a race.
Send one to Felger at 985thesportshub.com.
Email of the day is protected by our friends at Mimecast, as usual.
His connection needs Mimecast.
Here we go.
And there he goes.
I think we've lost him. Is he gone?
His French connection has been...
Felga just got canceled by the internet. Yeah. All right, we'll wait for him to reconnect in the interim because I can't do the email of the day without him because he picked the email. I don't know which one he picked.
He's back.
Are you there?
I'm back. I got it. I'm sorry. All right.
So Mindcast didn't like that audio dropping, version of your email.
My line dropping had nothing to do with Mimecast. Mimecast, because Mimecast is rock solid. So listen, Mimecast will safeguard your organization against phishing, business email compromise, and risks of ransomware. It's the company internet chastity belt. Nothing gets through. Visit Mimecast.com, M-I-M-E, Mimecast.com. It cut out when I made that joke before. It's a common line. Okay, so everyone, the wingnuts are worried about the slippery slope. Everyone's worried about the slippery slope as opposed to the issue right in front of you. Well, if you do that, then you go to that. Like, why don't we just worry about the issue that's in front of us? Indians. Do you understand why they're changing the team name of Indians? Okay. Yes, you must. You have to. All right. If it gets stupid, we'll call out for being stupid. But again, Roger in Maine. He says, Michael, the big deal with the name change is it never stops. The woke cancel culture crowd is never happy. They are like Pac-Man. Not Pac-Man Jones, Adam Jones, like the video game. They will just eat up whatever is next in front of them until people back down rather than fight. For example, Falmouth High School down here on the Cape. Falmouth High School here in Maine. Falmouth High School here in Maine changed their nickname and mascot a few months ago because it was decided that it was gender biased and quote-unquote elitist. And what was this offensive and outdated name? Do you know what it was, Maz?
No, I don't.
The Yachtsman.
The Yachtsman? Okay. Like people who ride boats?
Yachters. Yep. Yachtsman.
Yachtsman.
Like Milbury said, the tsunami wipes out whatever is in its way, whether it makes sense or not, regardless of whether it's a big deal or not. Just wait until a bunch of British people are offended by the Minutemen nickname mascot, and that has to get changed. So again, I don't worry about the slippery slope until I get to the slippery slope, right? Until I get there. Yachtsman is just a dumb nickname. You need to change it because you sound like, who's your mascot? Spalding Smales? What does that mean? Judge Smales is your freaking mascot, the Yachtsman in Falmouth, Maine. So if you're telling me we have to change the name Yachtsman because it's gender biased, it's definitely elitist. But gender biased? Can't a female be a yachtsman?
Well, she'd be a yachts person, I suppose, right. Or a yachtswoman. There's a gender bias there. Look, this whole world's gotten a little crazy. Like, some people get offended if you call them he or she now, right? So you can't even use gender pronouns. So some of it, and I'm not trying to minimize the people who,
I understand.
Okay, I'm just telling you that it's reached the point where you can say something that's been accepted for centuries, and now that is incorrect.
Well, but some of the things that have been accepted for centuries should still not be acceptable.
Okay, so that I agree with. But I do think that there is a greater, there's a greater discussion there. Look, people always want to go down this road. As it pertains to the Indians, though, I get it.
Yeah. Again, use common sense with it. The Indians one, come on. It's 2021. Again, I think that the name is still associated with the Chief Wahoo logo. You understand. Most people using common sense understand why they would have to change that. This Yachtsman thing, you're a lunatic. You want that changed, you're a lunatic.
We've got John in Leominster. Go ahead, John.
Oh, hey, guys. Thank you for taking the call. I just want to say real quick, I think you guys have, part of the reason you guys have amazing ratings is because you go out of your way not to be political. And so people aren't just going to turn your station off when someone makes a stupid, you know, like a political comment. So anyway, but my original point was on the Cleveland Indy, on the Rocks. Did you guys, so was it about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I think so. Why else would you call the Cleveland Rocks the Cleveland Rocks?
Well, I hear the Drew Carey Show. Do you remember that show?
Yeah, of course.
It was Cleveland Rocks. That was the end of the show. That was like the hook. And I mean, that's kind of dumb, but I don't know.
Oh, God. Oh, John, thanks for the call. Boy, is that dumb. So that's why they call them the Cleveland Rocks, because of the Drew Carey Show?
No, pretty much.
I think that lyric in that theme song had to do with the fact that they rock because they have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame there.
So I don't remember what, like, that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is kind of recent.
96, I believe.
Yeah, it's about, 96. I think it's about 25 years old, yeah.
But it's, for whatever reason.
When was the Drew Carey Show?
Yeah, 10 years after that?
Yeah, maybe? Around that time, a little after.
Fine. So, like, someone emailed in, you know, Cleveland Rocks, and it's ROX, not ROCKS, Rocks. So it's like the White Sox, Red Sox, and the Cleveland Rocks.
Oh, you like that better?
A little bit.
Like the Brockton Rocks locally.
Yeah, but I'll tell you why that one won't fly, because that's what they call the Rockies, the Rocks. So my guess is, and look, I'm the one that said Cleveland Rocks. I sort of just threw that out there. But, maybe it's too close to Rockies or whatever. I'm just telling you, honestly, I don't care what you pick, but Guardians sucks. Okay? And I'm not Jones, who complains that everything sucks. I complain that most things suck, not everything. that is the difference between me and Jones. I say most things suck. Jones says everything sucks. In this case, I think Guardians blows. That's a crappy nickname. That is a crappy team name, the Guardians. Again, could you please have your parent or guardian sign this form?
That's not what they mean.
Well, that's how it comes off. Like, that's one of those, you know, talk about a sterile, like, term with no personality. I'm your guardian.
Dan and Malden on the ball game last night. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, I got two things. About the Red Sox. They need to make a move during the trade deadline, because it'd be tragic if they don't, and the Rays surpassed them, and now we're talking about them playing in the wild card. I would not like to see that happen. And my second take is on the Celtics. If they could get Bradley Beal, they could maybe compete with Miami and all those teams, but that's a long shot. We'll see what happens with that. But
okay,
I like to also
Dan,
see them maybe
long
get
shot.
Kyle Lowry as a point guard, because he's all available this summer, and they need a point guard.
Okay, Dan, thanks for the call. Would you drop him, Jimmy?
I love Lowry.
Is Lowry a free agent?
Yeah, I don't know if he has an opt-out or not, like, I'll just say this. I love Lowry. If Lowry wants to go somewhere and he has any interest, and I'm not saying he would, there are other places I'm sure he would pick first. I love Lowry. Love him.
He's got 1 year left on his deal.
I mean, if you want to get out of the East this year, you have to do something.
Yes.
I mean, you're not going to pass Brooklyn. I'll now officially put you behind Milwaukee, where I've been reluctant to do it in the past, but I will do it now. If Kawhi goes to Miami, forget about it. I mean, like, forget about it. Never mind the Hawks and the Knicks, two teams that I don't know if you would have beaten those teams this year. Next year, I'd like to think you figured that out. But this year, you wouldn't have gotten past Atlanta or New York. Mark in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Mark. You're up next with Felger and Maz.
Hey, I just took you off speaker. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Guys, I think this will be good for your program manager, because this call will be a public service. But I do have information for people who are duressed over the fact that there is a Chief Wahoo cartoon or a team called the Indians, and there's a phone number they can call. It's 1-800-GET-A-LIFE. And what is incredible is the fact that...
I think you're so wrong. Mark, you're so wrong.
No,
so wrong.
Mike, can you hear me out, please?
No. Okay. Chief Wahoo's okay? Chief Wahoo's okay.
But no, Mike, it's a cartoon, Mike. Come on. A race can't handle a cartoon?
Yeah. I think you're a racist moron then, Mark. How's that? How's that a way to handle? A cartoon? A caricature of an ethnicity. A cartoon of an ethnicity is okay. If you think that's okay, you're racist. Sorry. Point blank.
I mean, that kind of told you all you needed to know there. What was his exact line? So a race can't take a cartoon? Like, yeah, They got every right to be mad about that one.
No. I mean, I could tell from the second he went to the 1-800 line, I'm like, this guy's a loser.
It's been a bad joke-a-thon today.
Yeah, it really has. It's like been 1-800 tool bag. That's what it's been.
But if you want to tell me Yachtsman's going too far, oh, yeah, that's going too far. And Colonials is going too far, oh, my God, that's going too far. And Marauders, that changing the Marauders because we can't even Maraud anymore, that's going too far. But if you think that Indian depiction is okay, and oh, by the way, everyone, but society thought it was okay for decades, which says something about us, you know, and how we used to treat race, you know, that says something about us. It at no point does it say that thing was okay. That thing was never okay. And if you believe that, you're a racist moron. Ed and Whitman, go ahead, Ed.
How you doing?
Okay.
I'm a white guy who's never felt racism whatsoever, so I feel like I have to offer my opinion. The thing that worries me, there are two teams. The first one is, Felger, I think I've heard you say it, like, I'm worried, like, the Blackhawks. I think they are the best uniforms ever.
What's the second one?
Well, I think the Montreal Canadiens are highly offensive.
Okay, well, they offend me. Blackhawks, yes or no?
So I don't think the team name is. It's just the name of a tribe, right? I mean, so, you know, now you could argue the logo might be, like, it's cliche. It doesn't offend me.
Yeah.
So
to me, that's portal. Like, if they said this has got to go, I wouldn't lose my, I think that's debatable. You know, I think it's debatable. I think it's more acceptable than Indians because as far as I know, they never had a caricature. They never had a cartoon, cartooning the facial features of a Native American. They had just had a proud Native American on their crest, and it was the name of a tribe. But if it had to go, like, I don't consider that woke culture running amok. I don't. I think it's borderline. I think it's okay if it stays. I wouldn't lose my mind if it goes. If the Wellesley Raiders had to change their name because we don't want people raiding people and that sets a bad example, like, then we've gone too far. Like, isn't it kind of clear where the line is? Like, or it's like the Indians is borderline, right? And Chief Wahoo is not borderline, and the Marauders are not borderline. I don't know. I was interested in this topic until I started hearing from too many people, and now the people have turned me off of the topic. So thank God the show's over. Do you have anything final to add before we hit the final word?
No. All I was going to say is that the tribal names to me, like, you know, the one that changed Southern Illinois, I think it was, right?
The Fighting Sioux?
I think it was the Fighting Sioux that they changed.
That's North Dakota.
Oh, North Dakota. Sorry. So, like, what's the harm in that? Like, again, that to me sort of is a compliment to a tribe. That's how I take it. Or if someone were called the Apaches, is that, like, I don't think that that's. Now, I don't know what the logo was, okay? So I'm not telling you that the logo was okay. But if you are crediting a culture for being, you know, resilient and brave, and I don't see the harm in that.
It feels like it would be okay, but again, you never know. All right. Final word is next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there is only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I am told we have a recap of all the phone issues this week.
Oh, wow.
It's been put together by Rob Hartlepool.
Nice. We'll do our best. You can also email me, Felger at 98.5thesports. So listen to this. Okay, fine. If the phones aren't, I see you there. I mean, I think you're there. Milton in Providence, are you there?
Are you there?
Milton in Providence, are you there?
Oh, boy.
Are you there?
Oh, well, maybe they're not.
Remember, it might be a giveaway. We're in the 15 segment.
Are you there?
We're in the opening segment.
Okay, well, just keep trying.
Are you there?
Tony in the car. Go ahead, Tony. You're up next.
Are you there?
Tony in the car, are you there?
Are you there?
Really?
I'm going to put you on hold.
Are you there?
How about Steve in Framingham? Steve, you're up next. Hi.
Are you there? Are you there?
Emails.
This is what is known as the French disconnect.
If we can take your call, we'll take your call, but they've been wonky, obviously. If not, we got emails, we got tweets, we got everything. Let's try it here. Tony in the car, are you there?
Are you there?
It's comical, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mike in Nashua, are you there? Go ahead, Mike.
No.
It appears as though it is working.
Okay, yeah, so then let's go. Let's go to the phone.
Is it working?
Yeah. Oh, unbelievable! How did that happen?
No.
Go ahead, Tony. You're the lucky winner. Tony and Sonam, are you there, Tony? Yeah. No shot. Everything's all frozen up.
It really is unbelievable.
That laugh of yours is something else. All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.